Very happy to have Marcus with our organization. Obviously, we think a heck of, we really think a lot of him as a football player. We've had Marcus in here a few weeks ago. He got a chance to spend time with me and the rest of the coaches. And I know there's going to be a lot of questions about some of the things that have been done, obviously being suspended from Florida. But I would like to share with you, as I think with Marcus at this time, he's probably one of the luckiest guys, because he went to a school where the head coach came in, had a very, very strong policy relative to being tested, obviously failed some of those tests. I think it gives him the opportunity to come back here knowing that there is no second chance. Obviously a good football player, the guy that we think a lot of, or if we wouldn't have brought him in. We think he has learned that he will not get another, he will not get a second chance in the National Football League, and we're really happy to have him with our organization. Yeah, I think he would have been a first-round draft choice. I think it's one of the reasons why he did slip. If you take a look at his stats throughout his career, he probably statistically maybe the top defensive lineman, you know, over his career. If you take a look at tackles, sacks, breakups, all those type of things. But you know, we had a few scouts down there in that area. Obviously, bringing him in here, him knowing where he's at relative to the National Football League, that you know, we've got a personal conduct policy that will be implemented to everybody. And if you don't step up to that policy, you will not last in the National Football League. And that's one of the great things about the National Football League is its reputation. And the reputation is going to stay very solid. And if you don't abide by those rules, you won't be in the National Football League. It's pretty simple. I think our commissioner has set out those guidelines. But, like I told you before, you know, we research people. I got a good gut feeling about Marcus. I think he'll come in here. He's a natural leader. I think you'll get a good feel as you talk to other people over the next few days what type of person we're dealing with, and I'm very excited to have him.
Mike, in general, some teams say that a flag player is taking him off the board. You have, you know, several instances, someone's got a little mark by your name. You don't mind, believe, giving a guy a second chance.
Well, I think, you know, we talked about things before. You know, you talk about taking an educated gamble. You have to sit down with a player. That player has to understand, you know, what the rules and regulations are, you know, what the organization's all about. And if they do make a mistake, then you have to release that player and let him go. You know, nobody's bigger than a team. But some people do make mistakes. Some people don't follow those guidelines. And sometimes those players are the luckiest players. We've had players before that have been in this situation. Obviously, the media doesn't know about it. And it's been the best thing that's ever happened to them, because they come into the National Football League without a second chance. They know if they do make a mistake that they're gone. Sometimes I think that's better than a guy coming in that hasn't been caught and has had some problems, and he gets two, three chances. We know exactly where the battle lines are drawn. We feel very good about the type of guy that we got, and I feel like he has learned from his mistakes. But, you know, time will tell. We will see. But if he doesn't live by those guidelines, he won't be with us. But I'll be very surprised if he doesn't. No, I think it's, everybody knows about it a little bit more than before. The commissioner obviously has the right to, you know, make decisions based on what he feels is the best interest in the National Football League. You know, you don't get possibly second and third chances. And I think that's good. I think it's good for our league. It's good for our image. And, you know, I'm very proud to be part of the National Football League and have those type of guidelines. Not many sports are able to do that with the ability of the commissioner to make those decisions. Now, what goes with that is responsibility. And what you have to do before you make those decisions, you have to weigh everything, you know, where you're going to draft a guy and how good he may be and your gut feeling if the guy will do the things that you feel he's capable of doing. And if you do feel that way, then you go with it. Now, we talked about yesterday relative to the defensive end, so I won't belabor the point there, but, you know, we felt like we needed some depth at that defensive tackle position. And when Marcus was there in the middle of the fourth round, we just couldn't pass it up. I was trying to get that pick from the latter part of the third round all the way to the middle of the fourth round, and it's the first time we could make a move was with Minnesota. So we gave up our third round next year and our sixth and seventh this year to obtain a player that we think is a difference maker. If I did, I wouldn't have made the... Well, not if you have him ranked as a first-round pick. It's really not a very steep price to pay at all. Now, it's a steep price if he's not with our program in 2 weeks. Then it's a steep price. I think we're very straightforward, You know, the guy's a natural leader, as you will see. I mean, he was the leader of that football team. He's a guy that you'll be most impressed with as the way he handles himself. But he has made mistakes, and he knows that. And he's been tested every day for the, since the middle of November, or I should say every week. And he said, hey, coach, he said, do whatever you want. He said, I don't care about the signing bonus. Spread it out over 4 years, whatever you think you need to do, but I'm going to show you that you don't have to worry about me. And when a guy says something like that, I think I'm dealing with the right guy. What's that? No, his agent suggested the same thing. His agent is the one that suggested that he, you know, he get the weekly random testing, and not random, obviously, if it's weekly, but, you know, he went through that scenario. He's been doing that since November. And so I feel very good about the guy. And I want to at least share that with you, because I know there will be a lot of talk and speculation about that over the next couple days. But you just believe me, we spent a lot of time when the kid came in talking to him, asking him the tough questions, as well as his agent, with our scouts going back, talking to coaches, going back home to Jacksonville where he's from. And so now time will tell. I can't tell you 100%, but if I didn't have a very good gut about the guy, he wouldn't be with our organization. Well, if you take a look at what he's done relative to his starts, and you take a look at his sacks, his production with tackles, pass breakups, quarterback hits, block kicks, you know, he, as I shared with you, he probably would lead that of all defensive linemen. So we thought there was an upside there. I really think if he would have played this year, that he would have been drafted in the first round. Maybe early in the second, obviously, depending on who's evaluating it. But now all that really doesn't matter, where a guy would have been drafted or what he's done at college. You know, he's part of our organization, and now he gets a chance to compete with the rest of the guys. And now we'll see what he does on the field as well as off the field. And we think there's a big upside. If not, he won't be with us. You probably did. I just didn't answer it the right way. Or I didn't give you the answer you wanted. So we'll... No, we had a priority. At least we were hoping some of the guys that we were wanting would be there in the first round, like I shared with you yesterday. Going to the second round, we were hoping for a defensive end or a defensive tackle, one of those players. In the third round, obviously, we've got Ryan Harris, which we felt very good about. We felt like we needed some more depth at the offensive tackle position. And then we didn't have, obviously, a fourth or fifth round draft choice, and Marcus was still up there, and we were planning on taking an impact player at the 86th pick. We had to give up 86 to get to 17 to get Marcus in that first pick. So we moved from 121, as we just shared, and We've got a guy that we feel can come inside and compete with the other guys, and now we'll figure out down the line if he's an impact player for us. But not bad to get for a third-round pick. Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, Gerard was the third pick of the draft, so it's, you know, it's any time you deal with guys that are, you know, 320 pounds that can run, you know, those guys don't come around very often. Now we get a chance to see him compete with the rest of the guys, but does he have that type of ability? Yes, he does. I think he's a little bit tougher. You know, he asks the tough questions a little bit more. I think you have the thumb on him a little bit more. But what you can't be afraid to do is make a decision that if you do make a mistake, then you've got to release that player. And I think people know that when we tell them that we got some strict guidelines, you can look in the past, and it doesn't matter if you're number one draft choice or a second or third round draft choice, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which means the team is first, and you've got to do the little things right way, you're not going to be with their organization. So I think players coming in understand they don't get a lot of chances, especially when someone has a checkered past. Or, and I mean, it's not like this guy. This guy's made some mistakes, but this guy has not done anything relative to the law or anything like that. So this guy's a quality guy. He has made some mistakes, and hopefully he won't make any more. Well, I don't know if that's true. Let's take a look at offense. You know, we addressed some needs offensively. We thought we needed some more depth on the offensive line. We got Montre Holland, and we got Ryan Harris, so we helped ourselves at the guard and the tackle position, along with Adam Meadows and Eric Pierce moving over to the right side, and Matt Leps is still on the left side, so we still have some depth there. With Daniel Graham coming in at the tight end position, we've helped ourselves there. Just like a first-round draft choice. You talk about the quarterback position, Patrick Ramsey, a former first-round draft choice, so we've got some depth there. Not even talking about Travis Henry. So you take a look at the offense, I think we addressed a lot of our needs in the offseason. Defensively, you take a look at Dre Bly, we helped ourselves at the cornerback position with the corners that we've already had. At the safety position, I felt like we were pretty deep to start with. And you take a look at the defensive line, I didn't think we had as much depth there. Even though we've got some quality players, I thought we needed some youth there. We've got guys in a year that are in the last year of their contract. I thought we needed more competition there. And those are usually the hardest guys to find, the defensive linemen and the offensive linemen. So with the picks that we had, having four picks in the first day, I thought we could address some of those needs. And fortunately, a few of the guys we were looking for were there. Well, you're hoping, you know, that's the case, but you don't really know. You know, until Darren Williams came in, and Dominic Foxworth came in, and Carl Pema, you know, they were draft choices. We felt very good about them. But until a guy comes in and shows you what he can do, you don't know for sure. Same thing with our draft choices today. You know, you're hoping that they're going to come in and show you what they're capable of doing, and hoping that, you know, you made the right decisions, and we think we have. But until that happens, you know, there's those question marks. You never know about the draft. Everybody thinks they have a great draft, but until they actually play and until, you know, you go through a year or two, you know, who really knows? That's just the nature of this game. Well, John Lynch was in the Pro Bowl last year. Nick Ferguson played extremely well. Sometimes when you talk about age, you know, that's, you know, guys can still play when they get older. You know, sometimes what happens with age, guys don't make a commitment in the offseason program to do what they need to do to make sure they compete at the level that they're capable of playing. And so we feel like we do have some depth at the safety position. do have a lot of confidence in John Lynch and Nick Ferguson, as well as our backups at that position. We feel like we do have some depth. And you'd always like the perfect scenario. You'd always like to have 8 first-round draft choices and get depth at every position. But you address your needs where you think you need to go, and I think we helped ourselves with this draft. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there always is. Sometimes it's based strictly on character. Sometimes it's based on need. And we get a lot of players on the board that we don't evaluate for a couple different reasons. And the people that we really have ranked high, we do, they do have some character issues that has happened through the year or years. We spend a lot of time with at least bringing them back into our organization, or scouts going out or coaches going out, just to make sure that we dot the I's and cross the T's. So time will tell. Okay? It could be. It could be. It all depends on who's there. You know, if we have somebody that in the 7th round that we've got maybe in the 3rd or 4th round that we think some quality, then we could let some go away next year. Obviously, we don't have anything this year, just like we did with Marcus. So we'll just have to wait and see who's there. Yeah, I just think, you know, he's got a very, very strong leg. And I think he'll make an excellent pro for a lot of years. And, you know, you always wish you had enough picks. But, you know, with Jason Elam, you know, kicking the way he's been kicking, it's hard for us to obviously go in a different direction. Anytime you're over 90% and you've done what he's done for us, you know, you wish him well. But I think he'll be in the league for a long time.